It's all about light right now. It's all about light. Let's turn down a little music and bring that to Marab. Let's take a good deep breath together. All about light. We'll be talking more and more about light in our upcoming sessions and Kihak and other things, but right now I'd like you to just be comfortable with your light. It's not a power or a force, remember, it's imagination. Just imagine more imagination. And particularly now with your increasing level of wisdom, how beautiful it is to be able to imagine openly and freely. Light is imagination, and that's such a beautiful thing. Others can say it's scientific fact. It comes from the sun, but no. Light doesn't come from the sun. Not real light. It comes from the soul. From the I am. I mean, that'd be really kind of a crappy setup, that light just comes from this big burning star in the sky. That's one of the ways it can manifest, but true light, that's far different. It's imagination. Imagine right now you having more imagination. Less boundaries, more freedom. Not just having to imagine a little better human life, but imagining into who you truly are. Imagining yourself free of the human condition while still being in the human body on the physical planet. And imagine how you're in your own flow again. You're in your own grace. No longer down there on the planet alone, having to battle it out, to just get enough to get by. Imagine your own grandness. Let's take a deep breath together and allow this, allow that light now to flow in and light is not a force and it's not just something that breaks through darkness. It's so much more. It's the soul imagining itself in experience as a human. It's the master imagining the circle of itself, all the lifetimes and all the experiences, and then ultimately the realization. Ultimately the gathering of all the experiences of every lifetime and now, bringing all of them together in this thing called realization. Imagine yourself with no suffering. No need for suffering, no taking that suffering upon yourself or the human that one would call flawed. But imagine no suffering whatsoever. Imagine what that feels like. No suffering for you. And as this light flows into this planet, into you, it definitely affects love. imagine. Now that you've experienced love in many of your lifetimes, you've experienced lack of love, you've experienced the beauty and harshness of love. Imagine now going to that next level of love, what we call love 2.0. Grounded and based in a love of self, and therefore the ability to have compassion and awareness of others. You see, that's the light, the very light that has been coming in for the last year, has been, you've been learning to acclimate to it, to integrate it into your being. And now comes the time, we're going to call it April 8th, 2024, now comes the time we're going to start working with it. Experiencing it, playing with it. The word work sounds bad to some, but having fun with it. Where it goes from being a concept or kind of an idea, a theory now, into actually working with light. Working with light is going to be a little challenging up front, because at first you're going to want to think about working with light, and you really can't. I mean, that's not very effective. Working with light in terms of really finding your passion, what's important to you, your true desires, and then bringing them to the light, bringing them to imagination. There's going to be the tendency to want to think through it, and everybody's going to have that happen. You're going to definitely want to think through it, and it's very ineffective. Why? Because, well, there's not a lot of light in your thinking. There's not a lot of imagination. It's based on a lot of old association, but we'll go beyond that. We'll learn to work with light. Learn to work with imagination in creating realities here, maybe in other places as well, but primarily here. Can you imagine for a moment playing with your own light? There's almost a childlike feel to it, an innocence to it. At the same time, then playing with this new light that I've talked about, light that also has your wisdom in it. What can you create? There's some interesting parallels that are taking place right now. This whole thing with artificial intelligence, many of you, Shambra, have played with it a little bit in, what do they call it, ChatGPT, or some of the, I have to refer to Caldera here, Midjourney, some of the graphics programs. So you go in and play with it. You input something into ChatGPT. And you get back this, wow, this big long thing. In a sense, it's playing with light, in this case through technology. You input, I don't know, a dozen keywords into one of these graphic programs. And you click the button for it to generate for you, and you're astounded at what it can do. By the way, this is just the beginning of this whole new era. But the point is, you click it and it's like, wow, something happened here. It wasn't just the words I punched in. And it wasn't just computers, you know, piecing it together. Yes, that was part of it, but something else is happening here. Well, playing with the light means infusing your consciousness, not getting stuck in it. You've done that before in your physical body, but being able to infuse your consciousness into things, into placing your consciousness wherever, and then watching what happens without a predetermined outcome. You see, because predetermined outcomes are linear and they come from the mind, but to play with light is to be able to put your consciousness where you want and then watch what happens from there. That's what we're going to do. Consciously infuse and see what we created, see what you created. It's the next step in our time here on the planet. To get to this point really required having to clear a lot of wounds and imbalances and all the rest of that. But now we're finally getting to that point. Yes, there's still some residues, but we're getting to that point now where we can truly start consciously working with light, with imagination, without ever now worrying that once you infuse that you're going to get stuck. It's not going to happen anymore. You get stuck into this body, mind, but imagine being able to consciously infuse with a lot of light and then experience it. That's where we're going, dear Shambra. That's why I've had to be pretty insistent about cleaning out your house, physically, literally, but also the house of self. Clean it out, because the light, when you bring light into places of power or imbalance, the result isn't so good. You don't get cracks anymore. You get explosions, nuclear reactions. That's why we've had to do so much to get to this point. Let's take a deep breath and imagine into your light. This is where true creativity, the true creation comes in. And all the while, as you're opening to your light, you're letting it radiate first to yourself, giving yourself this gift of imagination, but then it flows out to the planet. I know that was a big, big desire of yours, coming into this lifetime to bring light to the planet, and that's noble, but remember to do it for yourself also. Let's take these few remaining minutes left in this shout and do just that. Allowing light, your light, to go deep, to go wide within yourself. Imagination is, well, it's like magic. Not spooky magic, but I mean, imagination opens everything up so that what they call magic occurs. But magic is simply alignment with the divine. And going beyond the current light, the current limits. Take a good deep breath and allow that light. It's yours, after all. It's yours. Right now, it's all about light. What are we going to do with it? How are we going to play with it? How can we playfully infuse it into things? Take a good deep breath and feel this. I am the light. I am the imagination. And just allow it. You don't have to force it. Just allow it. Let it flow. So let's mark April 8th, 2024 on the calendar as our official begin date of Into the Light, Masters of the Light. We start acknowledging now it's been brought in, and let's start using it. For those of you who are in the area of experiencing the solar eclipse, watch how the light gets blocked, the old light, and then how it reemerges as the new light, just kind of metaphorically speaking. Well, all the rest of us, we're just going to be tuned into it and saying, yes, a shift is definitely taking place. It's time for our light within our own being and for this planet. That's when you take a good deep breath, and after all these lifetimes, after all this hard work, take a good deep breath and say, you know, all is well in all of creation. With that, I am Adamus of Saint Germain. Thank you.